We now start with good news from the animal world. Bumble and Bee are two alpacas, and they've visited a Norwich care home. Tyrion is a cat who has definitely used one of his nine lives. We have news from another talking newspaper who have a new line on Norfolk Dad jokes. 50 jobs may be lost in Norwich as Virgin Money giving closes. And leaseholders at a Norwich property are shocked by repair bills they think are unnecessary.
A Norwich care home's garden turned into a farmyard for an afternoon with the arrival of two four-legged visitors. Bumble and Bee, the alpacas from Bumble Barn at Beeston Regis, paid a visit to Woodside House in Norwich. Residents enjoyed petting the two-year-old alpacas and feeding them treats, including apples and carrots. One resident said, "As a child, I used to love going to the farm and seeing the animals." The home hopes that Bumble and Bee will be back with the rest of their herd, of which there are eight. Alina Sandu, general manager, said, "Our residents have really enjoyed their unusual visitors. We knew that having the farm here would be a bit of fun for all our residents. We're always looking for new activities for the residents. We have seen the enjoyment and the therapeutic influence animals can have on people."
A couple has been lumped with £5,000 vet's bill after their beloved cat tore half his leg off, escaping what they suspect was a nasty illegal trap. James and Natalie Day, a teacher and dance teacher living in Taverham, were on holiday when their six-year-old Bengal cross Tyrion, then in the care of their families, went missing. It transpired he had been caught in what the vets believe was an illegal spring trap and had spent 2 days chewing at his own leg in an attempt to free himself, damaging his other paw in the process. Miss Day said, "We can't know for sure what did it, but we don't think a more humane snare trap intended for foxes will be able to do this much damage. His wounds are really nasty." Tyrion was taken straight to the vet when Mr. Day's mum saw him meekly crawl out from under the cupboard. The options were either put him down immediately or try and save him through a series of costly, intensive treatments. The couple chose the latter. This has involved daily sedation, wound flushing and redressing, as well as three courses of antibiotics to treat infection and ketamine, and morphine pain relief tablets on top, leaving him confused, poorly and hardly himself. They can't stitch the wound because there's not enough skin left on his leg. We have already spent £2,000, but have been told the treatment will cost £5,000 in total.
Over the years, Norfolk has become notorious for its unusual and smile-inducing place names, and quite honestly, we couldn't be prouder. From Stiffkey to Haysborough, Wyndham to Cossey, the county's weird and wonderful town and villages have lent themselves to numerous ditties and limericks. So, inspired during the run-up to this year's Norfolk Day, an event which takes place on July the 27th every year, a talking newspaper urged its listeners to have a go themselves at something fun. Tony Vale, the chairman and co-editor of the Wyndham and Attleborough talking newspaper, WATN, explained, "In the run-up to this year's Norfolk Day, the WATN included a selection of Norfolk Dad jokes on each of its weekly editions," he said. "Each joke included the name of a Norfolk town or village, and the WATN invited members of the public to make their own suggestions. Here are some of the best ones received so far. If you print your own banknotes, it means that you're faking them. A horse that continually throws its rider is well used to bucking them. Aylsham and North Walsham both have an L in them. If you have a job getting in your front door, you must have a stiff key. The best tug-of-war competitors must come from Pulham. Once discharged from the hospital, it's good to move to Feltwell. Where's the best place to go after lunch? Eton. Where do you shop for expensive meat? Dereham. I was told that I was going to have to live on a wartime airfield. I was seething. I was late for work today. My car broke. Which Norfolk village has the creepiest crawlies? Beetley. Wellies are the most uncomfortable footwear and walking is Hardingham. And lastly, if you fall down wells, you halt when you get to the bottom.
Around 50 Norwich jobs are shrouded in uncertainty after Virgin Money closed its charity arm, Virgin Money Giving. The call centre for the charitable giving service is located in the city, with those impacted set to be consulted on potential jobs elsewhere in the group. It is thought the Norwich-based team, who have been working remotely since the pandemic hit, will be reduced by around 26 people. A spokesperson said the company was considering the future of both its Norwich office and store presence. They said, "Most colleagues are working from home, so we're considering future office requirements. This is in addition to the store presence we have in Norwich." A Virgin Money statement read, "We've made the decision to close Virgin Money Giving later this year. We launched the service 12 years ago to support Virgin Money's sponsorship of the London Marathon, which comes to an end in October. And we're incredibly proud of what we have achieved. The company will still be accepting donations until December the 30th.
A horrified leaseholder left jobless by the pandemic could have to pay £10,000 for roof repairs he can't afford. Alok Baluni, 46, is one of 11 flat owners at Marlborough House on Grove Road in Norwich, required to collectively foot a proposed £108,000 repair bill from Watson's estate agents, which took on management of the property in October 2020. Leaseholders have been told paying for the bill is a legal requirement, with the surveyor identifying major issues that Watson's claim had not been previously addressed. However, two of the three top floor leaseholders we spoke to said they'd never had leaks and were baffled by why it suddenly needed complete replacement. Mr. Baluni, who paid £162,000 for the leasehold of the flat 5 years ago, has, along with others, paid quarterly maintenance charges of £450. But Watson's said these do not cover unforeseen major works, such as roof replacement, and that when it took over the management, nothing had been left in reserve. So, what are the rights of a leaseholder? The Grenfell disaster opened up a debate about who should cover the costs of unforeseen expenses beyond residents' control – leaseholders, freeholders, developers, or a combination of them all. Leaseholders at the Reed Mills development on Norwich's King Street, for example, were hit with a collective £60,000 bill back in March for fire safety checks due to flammable cladding. Leaseholders only own a leasehold property for a fixed period of time and have to pay things like service charges or ground rent as part of this lease. Leaseholders can apply to a first-tier tribunal if they feel service charges or charges made under an estate management scheme are unreasonable, or if they were not consulted properly during the Section 20 process.
We now have our second feature. This is the Weird Norfolk series, and it discusses fairy loaves, bad luck in Norfolk, good luck in Suffolk. The feature is read by Tim Peters.